Good evening. I'm Sam Friedman with the KUAC News Minor Update. The Fairbanks North Star Borough Assembly decided Monday to delay a plan to demolish the Mary Saya Recreation Center proposed by Mayor Carl Castle. Assembly members instead approved a measure to keep the popular but aging rec center operating if it passes engineering tests to be conducted over the next month. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
The assembly picked up Monday where it left off Thursday after a marathon public hearing on Castle's proposed ordinance to demolish the Mary Saya Rec Center as part of a package of projects intended to help the borough begin to catch up on long-deferred facilities maintenance. Lance Roberts offered an amended version of the mayor's ordinance that would keep the rec center open and appropriate more than $682,000 to repair it.
I don't think taking down buildings that really don't have that long a lifespan in the overall scheme of things is the right way to go about it.
Roberts says his ordinance would keep Mary Saya open for a few years unless problems arose due to serious structural issues that borough staff and consultants have pointed out.
The assembly should definitely say at this point that we want to keep the Mary Saya open.
Roberts says he doesn't believe the borough should knock down the rec center until it has another facility to replace it. Castle has proposed a $35 million aquatic center that would be paid for with bonds. But Roberts says he's reluctant to go along with that because it would add to property taxes. He adds that borough voters may not approve the bond issue given the state's fiscal woes. And he says the solution is to cut services and keep the borough's budget lean.
We are going to need to dig deeper and do some more budget cutting, but everyone in this assembly knows I'm willing to help with that.
The assembly defeated Roberts' ordinance 7-1 with only him voting to support. Christopher Quist was absent. The assembly then took up Castle's ordinance. The mayor told assembly members he hopes they'll place a bond measure on the fall local election ballot and that voters approve them, but he says he's not counting on that. He says he's proposed to close Mary Saya because the borough doesn't have enough money to repair, maintain, and operate it.
My point is, regardless of the vote up or down on the bond, the building still needs to come down ASAP or get multi-millions of dollars of repair work into it for the next several years.
Castle emphasized several times that his proposals are part of a carefully crafted 10-year plan to catch up on the borough's maintenance backlog. He said proposed amendments to his ordinance could disrupt that plan. He says he'd welcome suggestions on which other facilities the borough should close or demolish and how it could pay for that. After some more back and forth, Aaron Lajeski suggested Castle was just trying to stifle dissent to his plan.
It sounds like you're trying to find another way to close the Mary Saya if you don't get your way tonight.
Many of the 30 or so people who turned out for the meeting murmured their agreement with Lajeski's charge, but Castle, a former Borough Parks and Rec director, was clearly irritated.
It's ridiculous to say that I am trying to target this facility because I don't like it for some reason. That's insanity. This pains me. I'm very emotional about this. I love our parks and rec facilities.
Other assembly members, like Angela Major, also said they felt pressured by the mayor's pitch.
It just kind of seems like, well, we've already taken the money out of the operating budget for next year. And the more we talk about this, the more it's like you guys don't have any options other than this one.
The assembly finally approved an amendment proposed by Matt Cooper that would allow the $680,000 Castle proposed to use to demolish the rec center to instead be available for repair or maintenance. Cooper urged Castle to complete engineering tests on the structure as quickly as possible and send results back to the assembly. Castle says he expects that could be done in 4 to 5 weeks. The assembly then approved a resolution supporting Castle's maintenance plan and his proposal to ask voters to approve selling bonds to raise $77 million to pay for it, including the Aquatics Center, to replace the Mary Saya and Hammy pools. Lajeski and Roberts both voted no on the measure. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.
After little action on a bill that would grant distilleries the ability to legally serve cocktails in their tasting rooms, Fairbanks Democratic Senator Adam Wohl says the issue may be covered in an upcoming Senate bill that addresses multiple state alcohol laws. Some have accused Wohl of purposefully delaying the standalone bill allowing tasting rooms to serve cocktails because of his business interests. Wohl owns Fairbanks bar and concert venue The Blue Loon, which is located on the Parks Highway across from Ursa Major Distilling. Wohl denies these claims. Wohl said he feels it makes more sense to talk about a larger umbrella bill rather than address the issue of cocktails in smaller legislation. Wohl said the bill needs to include a distinction between bars and distilleries. Under current law, he said, tasting rooms weren't designed to be de facto bars. He said he feels many tasting rooms are operating like bars. John Oliver of HBO's Last Week Tonight is trying to give one of the last Blockbuster Video locations in the world a little help in drawing customers into the store instead of streaming movies online. Oliver has offered to send the store movie memorabilia, including the jock strap worn by Russell Crowe in the movie Cinderella Man. Oliver's show Sunday Night featured a segment on the closure of multiple Blockbusters in Alaska, Anchorage television station KTUU reported. Afterward, Oliver offered the jock strap to the owner of the D-Bar Road location in Anchorage. For more on these stories and others, go to newsminer.com or kuac.org. I'm Sam Friedman.